Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it too soon to invite her to Thanksgiving dinner? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And that's the question our friend Glenn from Gates is asking. In the words of our girl Breezy, we do love an ambitious king.
We sure do.
I'm going to go ahead and get Glenn on with us this morning to hear the whole situation in detail. Hi, good morning, Glenn.
Hi. Hi, Moose. Good morning.
Hi. So long story short, you need some advice this morning, and for whatever reason, you decided that Breezy and I was your best option.
I did. So pretty much, I was dating a girl, and we recently ended like 6 months ago.
Okay.
But you know how it is. Everything happens for a reason.
Sure.
Because recently, I started dating this new girl, and I really like her, actually.
Okay. What's her name?
Her name is Beth.
Okay.
Is she 100?
Yeah.
What? Is she what?
Is she 100? What?
I like that name. All right, so you started dating Bev.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the situation?
Yeah, so the situation pretty much is our day was just about 2 weeks ago, right? We went and got some beer. I don't know if you've ever been at the place Bill Gray's Tap Room, Gates.
It's just a staple.
I love it. Yeah.
So that's so, that's where you guys went for your first date?
Yeah, it was. And everything was going good, down to earth. We hit it off instantly. Like, that kind of date where you meet somebody and, like, the chemistry is so electric.
We just
hit it off immediately.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, the only downfall is she doesn't like garbage plates. Whatever, I'm willing to look past it. So, we were hanging out, and we were talking about our favorite holidays. And I mentioned mine was Thanksgiving, and I asked her if she had any plans. And she said that she was figuring out with her family.
Okay.
So she asked me what I was doing, and I was just there like, well, I'm waiting to see what you wanted to do. And she was like, oh, that's sweet, but I may be with my family.
Okay.
You were waiting to see what, Glenn, respectfully, like, how long have you known this girl? 2 weeks?
You asked her that? Well, you asked her that on your first date or second date?
I asked her that on our second date.
Okay.
Did she seem enthusiastic about you asking that, or was she just like, I may have plans?
Yeah, she's normal. You know, I didn't sense anything weird. You know, she was just honest about it. She just said she and her family were still figuring things out.
Yeah.
And I just let her know that, you know, that I was just kind of waiting to see whatever her plans were, I guess.
Sure. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
To hang out after dinner?
No. I want to ask her if she wants to come and celebrate it with me.
Got it.
That's psychotic.
Okay. No, let me. Hey, maybe
is it
she.
Really?
Maybe she would be interested. I don't know. She could very much be interested, Glenn. You got to shoot your shot, buddy.
I've been with people for years. We have not even spent Thanksgiving together.
So, are you going to ask her again? What's the follow up here?
Well, I want to ask her. That's why I called you guys. Like, what do you guys think that I should do? Because I don't want to wait.
I don't know why you called us, Glenn. I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to shoot it to you really straight. We're not going to give you the same answer.
I feel like you could have handled this.
Confused.
What?
I guess I'm just confused, like, because I don't.
I'm also confused.
That, well, like hearing you guys now, I'm kind of a little hesitant about this because I'm like, I'm shy here. I don't know what to do.
You called us. I don't know how shy you could possibly be, but is it too soon to possibly ask her to spend Thanksgiving? I don't know. I don't know her situation.
Couldn't be sooner.
I don't think so. I mean, doesn't anybody want to hang out with somebody on Thanksgiving?
Why don't we just
your family?
Why don't you just call? Why don't we just call her live on the air and ask her? Why don't you just ask her?
I don't know.
I'm freaking nervous right now. I don't want her to get mad at me for putting her on the spot. You guys think, I mean, I don't.
I'm just kidding.
It's a horrible idea.
Glenn.
I would if you guys think I should.
I'm not stopping you if you want to do.
I'm not having blood on my hands, so absolutely not. But it's your choice, ultimately, at the end of the day.
Listen, I appreciate any help, really, at this point, and I really like this girl, so.
Well, yes, I understand
so
that.
So let's sabotage it. Give us her number.
Glenn, I'm going to be honest with you. I've done this long enough to know this can go in two directions. She says yes, you celebrate Thanksgiving together, you live happily ever after. Or if she's thrown off, you make her uncomfortable and
she
ghosts you. Are you willing to roll the dice if we call her live on the air after the break and you ask her to spend Thanksgiving with you, even though you've been on two very casual dates?
Let's do it.
Yeah, you seem all in.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, I think she's gonna like it.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay, that's fine with me. If that's what you want to do.
It's Thanksgiving. It's the holidays. I mean, what? It's not a big deal. You know, it's just a phone call.
It's just a phone call. That's
whatever
right.
You have to tell yourself to go through with it. Give us the digits.
Are you 100% sure? Because Breezy and I were not liable for whatever goes down. You have to say
especially
yes.
Especially me.
Say, I, Glenn from Gates, give you full permission to call her live on the air so I can ask her to Thanksgiving.
I, Glenn from Gates, give you guys permission to call her up so that I can ask her out on Thanksgiving.
It's a horrible idea.
Okay. All right. We're going to do this coming up next after the break. We're going to call, what's her name, Bev? And Glenn, you're going to ask her to Thanksgiving dinner live on the air.
Man, here it goes. I'm like nervous and excited. I wish you guys could see me right
not
now.
Okay. Either of those things.
All right, stay there, Glenn. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
This is absolutely insane, very intense. Two contract worker employees were very injured yesterday when a fire broke out at RIT's campus. They're redoing the entire stadium there. It's all under construction. It's been a major project for quite some time. It all happened yesterday morning. The Henrietta Fire District received a call for explosions and a fire on the roof of the RIT Tiger Stadium around 8:30 in the morning yesterday. I'm looking at the pictures. It was brutal. Firefighters found flames coming from the roof and they evacuated the remaining workers in the building while fighting the fire. According to the chief fireman, they had it under control in just about 20 minutes, but those two people were severely injured. There's no further information on like what exactly caused this or how it happened, but it was a lot worse than it looked in the photos. I mean, there was a lot of black smoke, a lot of clouds. They said it was a smaller fire, but nevertheless, people were injured. That's definitely going to set them back when it comes to construction.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. Yeah. I'm glad everybody's okay for the most part. Yeah. I don't know the situation right now and the condition the other two are in, but I saw a lot of people on social media yesterday posting photos.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of that fire from their office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That's sad.
Very much so. So more to come on that, but it's like you're just trying to improve the campus. You're just trying to give these kids, young adults, the best place for them to play sports and hang out, and something like this happens. It's tragic.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, if you missed it, we're going to get our boy Glenn back on the phone with us to call the girl he has been on 2 very casual dates with to ask her to Thanksgiving dinner. If you missed that call, here's a clip of Glenn from earlier on the show.
And we were talking about Thanksgiving, and I asked her if she had any plans, and she said that she was figuring out with her family.
Okay.
So she asked me what I was doing, and I was just there like, well, I'm waiting to see what you wanted to do. And she was like, oh, that's sweet, but I may be with my family.
Okay.
Glenn, respectfully, like, how long have you known this girl? 2 weeks?
I asked her that on our second date.
To hang out after dinner?
No. I want to ask her if she wants to come and celebrate it with me.
Got it.
That's psychotic.
Now, we explained to him this can go in a number of directions, right. But he 100% is ready to roll the dice because, as we know, Thanksgiving is only 2 weeks from today. We'll get Glenn on with us to call his very special lady friend and ask her to Thanksgiving dinner coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, this is the moment of truth right here. Oh, everyone has been extremely patient and on the edge of their seats for the last, I don't know, 35 minutes.
I don't think we should do this.
We have no other choice. Glenn is back on the phone with us. So earlier, he called the show. He told us about his new special lady friend and has doubts on whether or not he should ask this girl he's been on 2 very casual dates with to Thanksgiving dinner. So I sarcastically mentioned you should call her live on the air. And he was like, yeah, let's do
it. He's like, let's send it. I'm like, please no. And Moose is like, well, he's asking for it. I'm like,
if you missed a clip of the call with Glenn from earlier, take a listen.
And we were talking about Thanksgiving, and I asked her if she had any plans. And she said that she was figuring out with her family.
Okay.
So she asked me what I was doing, and I was just there like, well, I'm waiting to see what you wanted to do. And she was like, oh, that's sweet, but I may be with my family.
Okay.
Glenn, respectfully, like, how long have you known this girl? 2 weeks?
I asked her that on our second date.
To hang out after dinner?
No. I want to ask her if she wants to come and celebrate it with me.
Got it.
That's psychotic.
Okay, so we know how Breezy feels on
yeah.
this. Now, I'm going to just go ahead. For those of you who missed it, I want to point out that Breezy and I made it clear this can go in 2 directions. She says yes, and Glenn and her celebrate Thanksgiving together, live happily ever after, or she is thrown off. Glenn makes her uncomfortable. She ghosts him. All right, let's get this done. Let's get our boy Glenn back on the phone with us. Glenn, are you still willing to roll the dice if you call her up this morning?
Just do it already so that before I change my mind.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
All right, let's give me a second here. Let me dial her up.
Oh my God. This is... I can't believe this is happening.
You wanted to do it.
Hello?
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Glenn.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I was wondering if you wanted to come over for Thanksgiving dinner. And also, really quick, I just want to let you know you're live on the radio with Moose and Breezy. You're on PXY.
Probably should have led with that.
Yeah, we probably should have led with that. Hi, Bev. Good morning.
Hi, Bev.
Good morning, I guess. What's happening here? It's so early. Like, I literally just got up.
So, Bev, what's going on is just to fill you in real quick. Glenn called us this morning, and he's in a predicament. He wanted to ask you to Thanksgiving dinner. You guys have been on how many dates together?
Two dates.
Right.
And he's very interested in asking if you would be willing to join him for Thanksgiving dinner, which is 2 weeks from today. So go ahead, take it away, Glenn.
Yeah, so basically, I like you a lot. And, you know, we've been hanging out for a bit now. So I just,
Glenn,
you know.
Two dates.
Glenn, we've been on two dates. And mm-hmm. I, you know what? I don't even want to be on the radio right now. I got to.
No, I know, but I'll be quick. Okay, do you want to celebrate Thanksgiving with me and my family?
That's literally something you could have just texted me. I mean, that's nice. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, I want to be with my family, you know?
Oh,
but thank
yeah, okay.
you for the invite.
No, okay, well, maybe after or something, or
yeah.
okay, you don't have to be rushed or anything.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Listen, I really got to go. Like I said, I just woke up. I got to go get ready for work. Just text
right.
me later, okay? Like, I'm sorry. I
okay,
have to go,
no
guys.
Problem. Okay, I'll call you. I'll call you now.
What?
No, don't call me. Just text me. I have to get ready for work. But thank you for thinking
yeah.
of me.
Okay.
I'm just so confused. I'm yeah. sorry, guys. I
no,
gotta
it's
go.
Okay. Bye, Bev. All right, bye, Bev.
Glenn, to be honest, you're
maybe,
never...
Maybe it was too...
You're never going to hear
early.
From that... You're never going to hear from that woman again.
How do you think that went, Glenn?
I'm confused. Is it just too early for her, you think? Or maybe she just didn't like that I called her. Which one?
Too early in the morning or too early in your relationship? Because I'm going to argue both.
I honestly think that went pretty well.
I don't.
Yeah, right?
Are you guys sharing one brain cell? That was horrible. That couldn't have gone worse. What is happening?
I just think she's not a morning person. Like, if
Glenn,
I
you're
her,
delusional.
A-
you're yeah. making up excuses to make yourself feel better. This was a horrible idea. I don't know how we even got here. It's too early for
Glenn,
me, too.
Glenn, I know. Glenn wanted to do it. I told you, Glenn, it probably wasn't the best idea. But hey.
So what do I do now?
Just, I would call her like she asked.
I would okay. actually never do that again. I would actually okay. let sleeping dogs
no,
lie.
No, listen, Glenn. You rolled mm-hmm. the dice on this, buddy, and I want you to know I'm proud of you. You got to shoot your
Thank
shot.
You
and maybe
Thank
it was a little too early, but follow up with her later tonight. Don't do it now. She's getting ready for work.
Right.
Do it in a text
so like,
form.
So like,
do it tonight. Text her. All right? All right. Thanks for calling, man. Good luck. Hey.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Can't.
All right, that went.
That went. That was the worst thing that's ever happened.
Listen, I'll be honest with you, and I don't say this too often, but that did make me a little uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable from the moment we answered the call.
Does anybody else need any favors this morning?
We can ruin your life with one phone call.
98PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.